It's only April, and already the city of Indianapolis has seen 3 mass shootings this year. The latest has resulted in 9 deaths, including the shooters. It happened at a FedEx facility near the Indianapolis airport shortly before midnight yesterday. Today, police have identified the gunman, and joining us now with more is reporter Jill Sheridan from member station WFYI. Welcome.
Thank you, Asa.
So I understand the shooter is a former employee of FedEx?
That's correct. Police say 19-year-old Brandon Hole has been identified as the shooter now. He was a FedEx employee as recently as last year, but was not working there now. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Deputy Chief Craig McCart says detectives working with the FBI have now searched Hole's home and have issued other warrants.
So now the work really begins, trying to establish some of that and see if we can figure out some sort of motive in this, but we don't have that right now.
So Hole has had contact with local law enforcement officials who seized an illegal gun from him last year. It was last night that Hole, carrying a rifle, began shooting randomly outside the FedEx facility where 4 people were killed in the parking lot. He then entered the building where police say he randomly shot and killed another 4 people before turning the gun on himself.
What is the status of the investigation at this point?
Well, police are still processing the scene at the FedEx facility there. It's a smaller ground distribution center. Indianapolis's FedEx hub is the 2nd largest in the country. The process of identifying all of the victims is not yet complete either. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett says, after a tragedy like this comes grief.
Grief for the many Americans struggling to understand how tragedies like this continue to occur again and again. The assumption that this is simply how it must be and that we might as well get used to it. We need the courage that compels courageous acts that push past weariness.
As you mentioned, this is the 3rd mass shooting event for Indianapolis this year, the other 2 at homes. This also appears to be the city's largest workplace shooting to date.
Well, what do we know about the victims so far?
Well, we know there were 100 employees in the building, about 100, when the shooting started last night. It was during a shift change, so employees were in the parking lot, may have been going on a dinner break. This morning, I went to the hotel where family members were still showing up to receive word about their loved ones with that process. And overnight, it was difficult for some family and friends to connect with the FedEx workers because the company has a no cell phone policy. Police are saying, you know, with the scale of this investigation so large, they might not have the names of all those victims until this weekend.
That is Jill Sheridan from member station WFYI in Indianapolis. Thank you.
Thank you.